This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Work heartily. Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 to 24 says, "Whatever you do, do you work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve." I personally like the way the Message Bible puts this verse across. Work from the heart for your real master, for God, confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. In the Garden of Eden, God purposed Adam to cultivate and keep the land. Jesus said to the disciples that he goes before to prepare a place. It implies that Jesus is working too. In the epistles, Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica to excel more, attend to one's own business, and work with their hands. Then he goes on to exhort that just as he and the apostles did not act undisciplined, nor ate anyone's bread without paying for it, but with labor and hardship, working day and night, so that they could not be a burden to anyone. He went ahead to even warn that if anyone was not willing to work, then he was not to eat, either because there were some doing no work and acting like busybodies. The concluding verse of Colossians chapter 3 says, "The sullen servant who does shoddy work will be held responsible." Being a follower of Jesus doesn't cover up bad work. Our work should speak of excellence, integrity, and it builds credibility to point people to Christ. Strive to grow at the workplace with a godly ambition to create influence. Work as worship. If we love the Lord, then like Joseph, Daniel, Esther, and many others in Scripture, we can stand as a witness of God's faithfulness in our workplace. Our workplace is the mission field. God has placed us in it for a purpose. We all have this one difficult person that's at our workplace, making life really difficult. Perhaps even a difficult family member. And that makes things worse for us, to be able to focus on God's purpose for our life. But look at the life of Nehemiah. He had prayerfully taken up the task of rebuilding the Jerusalem wall, and in the midst of the opposition from people like Sanballat and Tobiah, he just went back to the Lord for strength, and he was able to accomplish what the Lord had planned for his life, and what he was able to accomplish within 52 days is just so amazing. God doesn't want us to be workaholics either, because God himself rested on the sixth day to model how important it is to work hard and then take a break. The Lord constituted a Sabbath break even for the land. As Leviticus 25:3 says, 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its crop, but during the seventh year the land should have a Sabbath rest. A Sabbath to the Lord. Post the pandemic, work-life balance has turned tables for many. Families are struggling still with many issues. In the midst of it all, there are others who make a conscious effort to value their time off and be where it matters, that is with family and loved ones. Where are your priorities today? Do you need to refocus where your priorities are? Do you do your work heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men? Let's pray and look to the Lord for help. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us with a good workplace. There are times when work isn't all that easy, or we may not be excited about it. But Lord, if it not were for you, we would not be able to carry forward each day. We just thank you that you are the one who is there in our midst. Help us, O Father God, to do our work diligently and do it well, so that your name would be glorified. And just as we worship you, we will be able to look at our workspace as an area of influence. And we thank you that you are our source of strength. You are the one who gives us the wisdom and the knowledge and the courage to stand up for what is right and live out your calling for our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed day.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.